It's nighttime in the big city. A man regrets using a gas station restroom. Birds are still a couple of hours away from getting the worm. It's Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan.
Welcome to Theme Time Radio Hour. In the background, Santo and Johnny, an instrumental duo from Brooklyn, who had a number one smash in 1959 with Sleepwalk. We're going to be talking about sleepwalking, nightmares, sleep paralysis, night tremors, night owls, insomnia, and mattresses. Because tonight, on Theme Time Radio Hour, we're talking sleep. Charlotte Bronte once said, "A ruffled mind makes a restless pillow." Louis Jordan once said, "A man's best friend is a bed." He knew what he was talking about.
I want a great big comfortable bed so I can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ed. A man's best friend is a bed. I want a big fat pillow that's softer than a billowy cloud for my head. Take it from me, Nat. The best headpiece ain't a hat. Yes, a friend will ditch you. A horse will pitch you. A car will give you lots of grief. A dog will bite you, your wife will fight you. But if you want some genuine relief, just get a great big comfortable bed where you can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ted. A man's best friend is a bed. In trouble, worries double, and everybody's talking back. Just take your shoes off, you'll shake the blues off, if you will just let go and hit the sack in a nice, cool, comfortable bed where you can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ted, a man's best friend is a bed. Soldier, marine or sailor, or anyone who's been without, what do they miss most? What thought is foremost? No, sir, you're wrong. It's just a great big comfortable bed where you can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ted, a man's best friend is a bed. Yeah, if you dig me, Jack, you'll hit the sack. This ain't no junk, boy. Hit that buck. Take it from me, Ted. A man's best friend is a bed.
Take it from him. A man's best friend is a bed. A great big comfortable bed where you can really spread out and all that. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Prehistoric humans simply huddled in groups for warmth at night and slept on the ground. Nowadays, we have mattresses. The first steel coil spring construction for bedding was patented in 1865. It was the beginning of modern mattresses, and not a moment too soon. Because before then, early mattresses were goatskins filled with basically anything they could find. They were hotbeds of disease and breeding grounds for rats and all sorts of vermin. They're kind of like the blankets settlers gave to the Indians. No wonder people only lived to be 30 years old back then. Now you can get a good night's sleep, and you don't have to worry what kind of disease your mattress is going to give you. I know I'm going to rest more easily. This is Theme Time Radio Hour, your queen-size home for themes, dreams, and schemes. Please do not remove tag under penalty of law.
In sleep, the muscles of the body are relaxed. It's the most perfect way to relax that we have. Our breathing is slower and deeper when we sleep. The body's temperature is lower. Even the heart beats more slowly. The whole body is resting.
You know, every shut eye ain't sleep. Sometimes you're sleeping in the ground, taking a dirt nap, saying the big goodbye. Here's Sam Myers with a song about it. Even though Sammy was a great harmonica player and singer, he played drums with Elmore James from 1952 until Elmore's death in 63. He still found time to make a few records on his own, though, and this one, Sleeping in the Ground, is one of the best.
I would rather see you sleeping in the ground. I would rather see you sleeping in the ground than to be around here knowing you're going to put me down. Well, I give you all my money, little girl, and everything all. Well, I give you all my money, little girl, and everything all. And down the road, you know I'm
Sammy Myers, Sleeping in the Ground. You know, sleep has always been a euphemism for death. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, Paul explains that many had died for taking the Passover unworthily. Quote, "For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." And by sleep, he means dead. Me, I just prefer 40 winks. Sleep is also an important metaphor for death in fairy tales. For example, in Sleeping Beauty and Snow White. Or, like in Goldilocks and the Three Bears. There were three beds. Papa Bear's bed was too big. Baby Bear's bed was too small. Mama Bear's bed was just right. The bears came home and they knew someone had been sleeping in their bed. There's a band called 100 Proof Aged in Soul that took that and put it to music. Here's what it sounded like. that was Hunter Proof Aged in Soul with a song co-written by General Johnson. Somebody's been sleeping in my bed. General Johnson is an interesting guy. First of all, his name is General Johnson. That's interesting right there. Second of all, he had two hit records, and you never heard his name before. His first hit was as a member of the Showmen with a classic song, It Will Stand. Ten years later, he was the lead singer for Chairman of the Board, and their hit, Give Me Just a Little More Time. But in this case, he was just a writer. Somebody's been sleeping in my bed. General Johnson on Theme Time Radio Hour. There's an old proverb that says, sleep faster, we need the pillows. And Anthony Burgess once said, laugh and the world laughs with you. Snore and you sleep alone. Here's a woman who sure doesn't sound like she sleeps alone. Her name is Bernadine, and it seems like she walks in her sleep.
I walk in my sleep, talk in my sleep.
Bernadine, I Walk in My Sleep, a song written by Dave Bartholomew, who wrote and arranged a lot of Fats Domino's big hits. He's still down in New Orleans playing. He would show up at Preservation Hall on a regular basis to play just for the love of the music, to spread his millionaire status. You gotta respect that. Sleepwalking falls under the larger category of parasomnia, a sleep disorder where the sufferer engages in activities that are normally associated with wakefulness while asleep or in a sleep-like state. I suppose the first place I ever saw it was on the Honeymooners, when Ed Norton used to sleepwalk looking for his Lulu.
Lulu!
Lulu!
I lost her at Coney Island. We was going through the Tunnel of Love, and she jumped out of the boat and went after a Cocker Spaniel. Lulu was the best dog I ever had.
A dog? That's it, Doc. That's what he's searching for, the dog he lost. All we have to do is get him a dog, and that's the end of his sleepwalking.
This is Theme Time Radio Hour, the home of dreams, dreams, and dreams. And we're visiting the land of Nod this week. And among the people who live there are two sleepy ones. Hoagy Carmichael appeared as an actor in at least 14 motion pictures, perhaps most famously To Have and to Have Not, with Humphrey Bogart and Lorne Bacall. But he was also one of our greatest songwriters. He wrote Stardust in 1927, which some people say is the most recorded American song ever written. He wrote Rockin' Chair, Georgia on My Mind, and this one, which he wrote along with Frank Lesser. Here's Hoagy Carmichael, Two Sleepy People.
Well, here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Your father didn't like me at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well, here we are, just about the same foggy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Thank you. here we are. Just about the same foggy little fella, drowsy little dame, two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say good night.
Here we come, Michael. Two Sleepy People. This song is featured in the Bob Hope movie, Thanks for the Memories, and also featured this week on Theme Time Radio Hour. James Joyce had something to say on the subject of sleep, and I'm going to read it for you now. Sleep now, oh sleep now, oh you unquiet heart. A voice crying sleep now is heard in my heart. The voice of the winter is heard at the door. Oh, sleep, for the winter is crying, sleep no more. My kiss will give peace now, and quiet to your heart. Sleep on in peace now, all you unquiet heart. James Joyce, Irish poet. I was looking through my records the other night. You know, I have over 70 George Jones records. If you look at them all, it gives you a great history of men's haircuts. Here's George, in a period of time, when he had just grown out his breast cut and had a bit of a mutton chop sideburn look going. From 1966, I heard you crying in your sleep.
I know you tried your best to love me. You smiled when your heart told you. Years of your life, dear, and each precious vow you try to keep. I love you so much, I want you happy. Last night I heard you crying in your sleep.
That was George Jones. I heard you crying in your sleep. We quote a lot of this guy, but who can blame us? He's one of the best. The kid's real good. This is Shakespeare and what he thinks about sleep in his great play Hamlet. To die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil. Don't shuffle off too soon. We got a lot more music to play you. Peter Wolfe lives in Boston, Massachusetts. He moved there from New York and played with the Jay Giles Band. The band broke up in 1983, and since then, Pete's made a bunch of records that have impressed the critics and everybody else who heard him. This is the title cut from his 2002 album, which was chosen as one of the 500 greatest albums of all time. I ran into Pete at an all-night drugstore, and he told me about this song.
Well, I've been an insomniac pretty much all my life, and I was working with a great songwriter by the name of Will Jennings. He came up with this idea of Sleepless because we were in this dark, deep gloom. It's a feeling that is hard to awake from.
still sleepless. I'm still wasted. And I'm so tired of all I've tasted. I'm still willing, and I'm still able. Save a place there at your table. I stay awake from dusk till dawn. Think of all that's come. If you wanna see my song and dance, you got to give me one more chance. I'm hungry as I used to be, that's why I'm standing here.
That was Peter Wolf, Sleepless and Wasted. You can call him at 5 in the morning and he's still up playing records. I know because I've done it. Some other famous night owls include Fran Lebowitz, Winston Churchill, Marcel Proust, Ludwig II of Bavaria, and Ann Coulter. But maybe the most famous are the Nighthawks at the Diner, the characters in the painting by Edward Hopper. You've seen this painting. It's a scene inspired by a diner in Hopper's home neighborhood of Greenwich Village. Hopper began painting it immediately after the attack on Pearl Harbor. In this painting, none of the three patrons are looking or talking to each other. If you look carefully, you'll see that there is no door. There is no way in, and there is no way out. I think I know that diner. Sounds like Samson's. Neil Sedaka wrote a song that was a hit for Jimmy Clanton called Another Sleepless Night. We're going to play a Cajun version of it by the Cajun Streak. Belton Richard, one of the original members of the Cajun French Music Hall of Fame, which was established in 1997, at a moment too soon. Here's Belton Rashad and Another Sleepless Night.
And I'll sweat on me.
That's Belton Rashad, translated into French, Another Sleepless Night. The difference between Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco might be hard to pin down if you don't listen to a lot of them, but here's a couple of handy hints. Cajun tends to sound more like early country. It's typically a waltz or a two-step. Creole, very similar, but the rhythms tend to be more pronounced, and the vocals are a bit more blues-influenced. Zydeco, on the other hand, sounds more like gospel or R&B, with accordion and rubboard washboard. A lot of people who play one kind won't play with people who play another kind. But me personally, I never understood any kind of border patrol when it comes to music. Insomnia's like hiccups. Everybody has a way to stop it, but none of the ways ever seem to work. Some people say you should drink warm milk before bedtime. Others say take a warm bath in the evening. Exercise vigorously in the afternoon. Eat a large lunch, but only a light dinner. Avoid mentally stimulating activities in the evening hours. And in the words of Ben Franklin, early to bed, early to rise, will make a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. The only one I've ever seen work is the one that Little Miss Cornsucks recommends. Here she is with a song written by the great Benny Carter, Rock Me to Sleep.
When the sun goes to rest and birds start to nest, when shadows of evening creep, rock me to sleep. When the daylight is gone and darkness comes on, when people start counting sheep, rock me to sleep. So cuddle close and hold me tight, rock me to and fro. Night gentle breezes in the
There's the former Miss Mildred Cummings, Out Like a Light, Rock Me to Sleep. Little Miss Cornshucks is remembered as a riveting live performer. Her version of Childhood Tenderness is a virtual template for Otis Redding's soul version of the number. And she's not just an obscure singer, she was quite a performer too. She had kind of a rustic comedian persona, complete with straw hat, pigtails, bare feet, and country bumpkin clothing. You're listening to Theme Time Radio Hour. You snooze, you lose. You know, I sleep at the edge of the bed. It doesn't take long for me to drop off. Here's a song written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Wild. They wrote a lot of songs, you know. Uptown, He's Sure the Boy I Love, The Edie Gourmet Hit, Blame It on the Bossa Nova, On Broadway, We Gotta Get Out of This Place. If they only wrote, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, that would be enough. But they also wrote this number. A song called Love Is Only Sleeping, The Monkees.
Said, once I loved, but love is dead. And I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. She said, I cannot cry, and I cannot give or feel or even try. And her voice was hard and cold. Then her sweet young face looked old, and I whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. Through the endless days and nights, she could not help but wrap herself in sorrow.
Sorrow.
Through the endless days and nights, we waited for a shining new tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Love was sleeping.
But sometimes love is only sleeping.
And she whispered, sometimes love is only sleeping. Only sleeping.
another finely crafted pop classic, Love Is Only Sleeping. The four crazy boys of television, Mickey, Mike, Pete, and Davey, the Monkees, on Theme Time Radio Hour. You know, we get a lot of emails, and we read every single one. Here's one today from Ruth Waits from Montreal. I didn't know we had listeners from north of the border. Well, welcome aboard. She writes, whatever happened to Little Willie John? I always enjoyed his records, like Fever and All Around the World, but it seemed like he stopped making records in the early 60s. Whatever happened to him? Signed, Ruth Waits. Well, Ruth, it's kind of a sad story. Little Willie John, who was born with the name William Edgar John in Cullendale, Arkansas, was a great singer, but he had a volatile temper and supposedly a taste for alcohol. He was insecure about his height, standing only 5'4". In 1964, he got into a fight and stabbed the man. He was sentenced and sent to the Washington State Penitentiary. He died in 1968 at Washington State Prison in Walla Walla, Washington. The official cause of death is listed as a heart attack, though some report he died of pneumonia. Tragic story, a wonderful song. Little Willie John, Sleep. Sounds like me playing the organ. Sleep by Little Willie John. Not the happiest of lives. I'm sure he was a victim of many sleepless nights. Sleep well, Willie.
Take Somanex tonight and sleep. Safe and restful sleep, sleep.
Take Somanex tonight and sleep.
This next song is not for the faint of heart. Death rock was a phenomena that happened in the late 50s and early 60s. Maybe it was because of people's fear of the atomic bomb during the Cold War, but it seems like teenagers in the late 50s and early 60s had quite the appetite for a grisly death. Songs like Teen Angel, Running Bear, Tell Laura I Love Her, and this one, Endless Sleep, by Jody Reynolds and the Storms were all about tragedy and sadness. This record is one of the most atmospheric of the bunch. Here's the 1958 million seller, Endless Sleep.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took it baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me baby in my endless sleep. Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear. There in the breakers, I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me. Stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep.
That was Jody Reynolds in Endless Sleep here on Theme Time Radio Hour, and we're counting sheep, laying our head down and trying to fall asleep. Here's a distinctive voice with an unquiet heart, Richard Manuel, singing with the band, A Voice of Dreams.
For the life we chose, in the evening we rose, just long enough to be lovers again. For nothing more. Sad old ships, a morning eclipse. I spent my whole life guessing. Then I turned from the sun and saw everyone searching. Back at all.
There's Richard Manuel and the band, Sleeping, from the album Stage Fright. I would like to sing someone to sleep, have someone to sit by and be with. I would like to cradle you and softly sing, be your companion while you sleep or wake. I would like to be the only person in the house who knew the night outside was cold. I would like to listen to you and outside to the world and to the woods. The clocks are striking, calling to each other, and one can see right to the edge of time. Outside the house, a strange man is afoot, and a strange dog barks, awaking from his sleep. Beyond that, there is silence. My eyes rest upon your face wide open, and they hold you gently, letting you go, when something in the dark begins to move. Rainer Rilke, Sleepy Poet. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tuckered out. Our time must be almost done. I'm going to leave you with the words of Louis Armstrong.
And now the number that became our theme song when it's sleepy time down south. I carried this number around in my trunk for a whole year. And finally, we recorded it on April 20th, 1931.
This is how Louie used to close his shows, and we'll use it to close ours when it's sleepy time down south.
On the field below, the folks are crooning south and low. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know, yeah. When it's sleepy time down south, yes, the south wind blowing. The pinewood trees, the folks down there live a life. When old mammy falls on her knees, yes. When it's sleepy time down south, yes. Steamboats up the river coming and going. Yeah, Tantos is splashing the night away. Bamboo, as warriors. You hear those banjos ringing, and the folks are singing, and they dance till the break of day. Yes. Dear old Southland, with this dreamy song, you take me back where I belong, right in my mammy's arms.
this band, this band, this band, that this band, that does that. Where did do that? Whoa. Good evening, everybody.
Well, it's sleepy time everywhere right now, so it's time for me to hang up my headphones, get out of the Abernathy building, and slip into a dry martini. See you next week. Pleasant dreams, schemes, and themes.
You've been listening to Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan. Produced by Eddie Gorodetsky. Associate producer, Sonny Webster. Continuity by Eats Martin. Edited by Damian Rodriguez. Supervising editor, Rob McCumber. The Theme Time research team, Diane Lapson and Bernie Bernstein. With additional research by Lynn Sheridan, Kimberly Williams, and Robert Bauer. Production assistance by Jim McBeam. Special thanks to Randy Azradi, Debbie Sweeney, Coco Shinomiya, and Samson Steiner. For XM Radio, Lee Abrams. Recorded in Studio B, the Abernathy Building. Studio engineer, Tex Carbone. This has been a Greywater Park production in association with Big Red Tree. This is your announcer, Pierre Mancini, speaking. Join us again next week for Theme Time Radio Hour when the subject is food.